Caption: Smog is most common in cities where many vehicles are burning gasoline. The costs of using fossil fuels. Mining, drilling, and transporting fossil fuels certainly can have some adverse effects on the environment. But the biggest problems with these fuels actually come from using them. If you have ever gotten stuck in a traffic jam behind a car or a truck belching exhaust into the air, you know how unhealthy air pollution can be. Burning gasoline in an engine releases gases into the air, including nitrogen oxides. These noxious gases form a yellowish-brown haze called photochemical smog. Motor vehicles are the single largest source of air pollution in the United States, but they are not the only one. Electric power plants and factories operate by burning coal and oil, releasing nitrogen oxides and sulfur oxides into the air. These gases can cause acid rain that damages plants, kills fish, and even ravages stone and metal statues. Fossil fuels and the greenhouse effect. Have you ever been in a greenhouse? A greenhouse is composed almost entirely of glass. Sunlight radiates through the glass and warms up the inside. The heat cannot escape back through the glass, so the greenhouse stays warm. In our atmosphere, carbon dioxide, water vapor, and other gases act like the glass on the greenhouse. These gases let sunlight pass through but prevent most of the heat from escaping back into space. This trapping of heat is called the greenhouse effect, and it causes Earth to stay at a temperature warm enough to support life. There is evidence that the greenhouse effect is becoming stronger. Many scientists say it is because burning fossil fuels generates enough added carbon dioxide to the air to trap more heat, making the planet warmer. Caption: Sunlight changes to heat when it strikes Earth's surface. Certain gases in the atmosphere prevent most of the heat from escaping into space.